Welcome to The Living Waters, a daily source of inspiration and clarity from Scripture. Pastor Gary Finch connects God's Word to our everyday lives, helping us find strength, purpose, and peace in the gospel of Jesus. It's a journey into faith that will undoubtedly nourish your spirit and anchor your soul in the beauty of salvation found only in Christ. Now, our host, Gary Finch.
All right, Gary Finch. And I want to share a little scripture with you. And over the next few days, I'm going to be in Matthew 24. Because Matthew 24, in my opinion, is one of the most misused and misquoted scriptures in the Bible these days. And it ain't always been so, but the church moves further and further into twisting Matthew 24 to a point where we know we're close to teaching what it says. So I'm going to start with Matthew 24, verse 3. My Bible has these subheadings in it. This one says, Signs of the End of the Age. It says, As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the signs of your coming and of the end of the age? And I'm just going to keep reading. And Jesus answered them, See that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nations will rise against nations, and kingdoms will rise against kingdoms. For when I first began, I had trouble with that part. I wanted to know what the difference was in nations and kingdoms. I have come to believe and understand. We know that nations will rise against nations and have continuously through history. Kingdoms, as I see it, is the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan, and they are at battle all the time. And we need to decide which side in that war we're going to be on. So, there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains. When you're doing your prophecy study, put a little note right there. That's verse 8, Matthew 24, 8. They are the beginning of sorrows. When you see these things happening, understand that from the days of the apostle, they thought they were in the last days and things were coming soon. Today, 2,000 some years later, believe that it's coming soon. I don't know when, I don't know where, but don't panic over this list of things that he has given us that are signs that the end is getting near. Verse 9 says, Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because the lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. If you're in that church that's telling you you're going to be raptured before the tribulation starts, and they use Matthew 24 to explain it, you need to come back and look, because it says the one that endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to the nations. And then the end will come. It also says you're going to see these different events. Persecution. Family members turning against each other. People being turned over to the law for their belief in Christ. If you ain't here, how you going to see and experience all that? The Bible says you're going to experience it. All right? So let us dwell on that just a little bit. He gave us the signs. One of the things I hear most when I try to talk to people about prophetic scripture is nobody knows when it's going to happen. You don't have to worry about none of that because you're not going to see none of that. Folks, read the Bible. Stop listening to these preachers that was told this, and they stand in the pulpit every Sunday and teach it and preach it. Matthew 24, most of it is the words of Christ speaking, telling us what is going to come and what we're going to see. We're going to see the abomination that Daniel talks about. We're going to see the rise of the Antichrist. We're going to see all of these things that the scripture says. Somehow or another, we've come to an understanding that the prophetic, 30-some percent of the Bible is prophetic messages. A lot of it has been fulfilled exactly as it says. So, we are going to see all the prophecies come, and you just need to get ready. And the best thing you can do to get ready is to turn to Christ. Repent of your sins. Acknowledge that He is the Savior and what He's done for you, and that God raised Him from the grave. And most of all, He is coming back. And as I've mentioned in other scripture, He's coming back and judgment's going to start in the church. And if you feel like your church is doing nothing to grow the kingdom of God, you need to either stand up and lead them or find another congregation that would help you do that. But don't abandon the church too quick, because maybe they don't understand. And it's perfectly okay to challenge what's being taught in your church, what your Sunday school teacher's teaching, what your pastor's teaching. You have an obligation to bring to their attention where the scripture says contrary to what they're teaching. Do not do it in the middle of a sermon on Sunday morning. God does not, He's not the God of confusion. Do not stand up on Sunday morning and start confusion in the congregation. But get that teacher aside and say, look, I think we need to do something different. So dwell a little bit on Matthew 24. Today we did 3 through 13. And I hope the scripture helps you. And I hope that you will get in there. If you have questions or comments, you can send me an email to GaryFinch97.7@hotmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, and God bless you, and I'll talk to you again soon.
That was Living Waters with Pastor Gary Finch, a daily dose of faith, clarity, and inspiration. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, keep seeking truth and walking in His light, and join us again tomorrow or log on to catch Pastor Gary's past episodes on WVFFradio.com. Thanks again for staying tuned to 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.